Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name give the glory, for your mercy and for the sake of your truth. So we should never be seeking glory for myself, and the world is full of that, of people taking glory, taking credit, though they may claim that they're very humbled or whatever, but they clearly are after their name and their glory being spread around. Whereas the whole idea of being God's children and God's servants is that we don't want our name to be put up front, but we want God's name to be put up front. Because it's not to us that there should be glory, but to him. Why then should the nations say, "Where is now their God?" That is the God of Israel. Our God is in the heavens. He's done whatever he has willed. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. So they say, "Where is our God?" And of course, they say, "Show us God." And you can't see God. But our God is in the heavens. And God exists. And sure, you cannot see God. That is what faith is. As Paul says in Hebrews, that it's all about believing in that which you cannot see. And everyone who does not believe in God still has their idols in one form or another, of silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they don't speak. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have noses, but they don't smell. They have hands, but they can't handle anything. They have feet, but they can't walk. They have a throat, but they don't speak through it. Those who make them are like unto them, and so is everyone that trusts in them. Now that is a really major principle, that those who make idols become like them, and those who trust in idols are like their idols, who are just dumb, just existing. They don't have any real passion, any real feeling, any real emotion, just obsessed with the external. O Israel, you are to trust in Yahweh. He is your help and your shield. O house of Aaron, trust in Yahweh. He is your help and your shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. So he's saying, don't look at the idols. These things are dumb. They are empty. If you give your life for the sake of having smart cars or smart bits of technology, smart phones, smart everything, cool holidays, cool house, cool apartment, cool flat. Look, all these things are absolutely just things. They are dead. You cannot have a relationship with them. But if we serve God with all our heart and soul and mind, well, we can have a relationship with him and live forever. The Lord has been mindful of us. That is, God's mind is full of us. He's thinking about us, his people, all the time. And that's what we should be, mindful of God in return. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. You are the blessed of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. So the God who created all things, heaven and earth, will bless us, just as he promised to Abraham and his seed. And by baptism we become the seed of Abraham. And these promises are made to us, and we will be blessed. But not necessarily visibly in this life, but surely when Jesus returns. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, neither those who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. So he's saying you should praise God now. Give your life to God now, because when you're dead, it's too late. Death is silence. The dead do not praise the Lord. So it is a myth to think that when you're dead, you go and sit on a cloud and play a harp and praise God. This is just simply wishful thinking. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. All those who die go into silence. And we just go back to the dust until Jesus returns, and then there's the resurrection of the body and the judgment and the fulfillment of the promises to Abraham to inherit the earth that was promised to be our inheritance forever. And so he's saying, look, use your life now for the service of God. Don't think that, I'll be doing that forever anyway. After I die, I might as well just enjoy myself now. That's a terrible attitude to have. We should be praising God now, because when you are dead, you are in silence and you cannot praise and serve God.